One frog too many. Once upon a time, a boy got a gift, and he said, "Is this for me? It has my name on it. Let's see. I think, is it? It's another frog. Yay!" the little boy said. The other big frog looked kind of jealous. The big frog turned away because he was disgusted by the other frog. The little boy tried to introduce the little frog to the big frog, but the big frog started calling him names. But everybody else liked the little frog. The big frog was just being a big old jealous meanie. Then the big frog bit him, and the boy said, "No, bad big frog, bad frog." Even the dog was growling and the turtle was snapping. But after a while, they decided to go down to the swamp. The big frog still looked a little jealous, but the little frog was actually being nice, even though the big frog bit him. So they walked along proudly down to the swamp. But to surprise, the big frog kicked off the little frog and even smiled about it. And the little frog started crying and everybody was like, "No, big frog, no." Then when little frog was feeling a little bit better, they all went on a raft. But the boy said, "You stay there, big frog, while we go on out into the swamp." But the big frog jumped on the raft while the turtle was sleeping, and this turtle didn't notice because he was asleep and nobody else noticed because they were all looking the other way. Then the big frog started talking mean to the little frog again and made him scared. And then another time the big frog kicked the little frog off, and then he went bloop into the water. And that made Turtle wake up. And Turtle saw that Big Frog kicked him off. Big Frog was even sticking his tongue out at Little Frog. Then the Turtle told on Big Frog that he kicked Little Frog off. The boy was like, "Really?" Then he looked around and then he went, "Big Frog, why would you kick Little Frog off?" The dog was so sad he was even about to cry. And so they searched and they searched. Even Big Frog searched and searched, but they could not find him. Then in the bushes, you could barely see him, but only another frog could see him if they were looking the right way. So nobody saw him, and they looked very sad. And even the dog was mad at the frog for a long time. Then they were all sad, and they were all in the little boy's bedroom, all crying and weeping. But then a surprise, they heard something out the window. And then jump! It was Little Frog jumping in, and then he landed on Big Frog. Then Big Frog finally decided to be friends with Little Frog. The end.